God will never say, "I would have protected you, but you were having a bad day, so I couldn't be God today." Don't be discouraged about your call to continue on in battle in your golden years. You were made for battles. They don't mean there's something wrong with you. It's why you're here.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus's words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on life journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
I asked God to remove the conflict. Instead, He said, "I'm going to give you the heart of a soldier." A verse in the Psalm says, "In the day of trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed." As I take stock now of how I have behaved with great anxiety and frustration when my life savings was threatened by the government, I had to ask, how is it that I have made money more important to me than God? How is it that I have been willing to act out of the character of Christ for the sake of money? Is He not more important to me than finances? Has He not promised to take care of me? And if He didn't, how is it that Christ's death for me hasn't been enough for me to stay in control of my thoughts, feelings, and words? Why have I made my own well-being of more value than the one who gave His life for me? If nothing else, this trial has shown me something about my heart that needs an upgrade. You see, the value of Christ to the human soul is a source of great peace if we can but recognize it. In speaking about God's care of the birds, Jesus says, "Are you not much better than they are?" God knows true value. It's you, and it's me. We are of great value to Him. How is it that I was willing to make my money of greater value to me than God by not trusting Him fully? You see, it's not so much what I value that really counts here. It's knowing what God values that matters. I guess I didn't know that very well. Again, I need to say, what I value is not near as valuable as what God values. I may value money, but He values you and I. "Take no thought for your life," He said. Life is more than the material things we hold so tightly to. Life is not mere physical, material, security, comfort, and blessing. Real life is more than all the world can offer. It needs no earthly support, for it is the eternal power of the fullness of Almighty God Himself blazing brightly in the soul of a man for which he ought to give his life. Life is the majesty of God inherited, ingested, and consuming one's being with the power of the heavens. Yes, it is more than money. "Why take thought for your stature?" Jesus asked. Life doesn't come from my anxious thoughts, intellect, and ability. Life doesn't come from what I can earn, what I can save up, what I can build, or what I can think up. Have I been living the existence of an animal? One which is preoccupied with only his next meal, his safety, his acute fears of what may be threatening him? Life, real life, is from above. It's not mere material elements. I have been given life, the life of Christ. It now is in a material fleshly human container, and God will take care of that container, for his life is in it. But his life is me, and it is you. And you and I are more than food and drink and shelter. Our life is supernatural. It's God in us. Yet we have a body to superintend and care about in this world. I can't even add to my stature with my thoughts. The animals are all cared for, and they need not worry about their life. How much more valuable are we? If God cares for them, how much more will he care for us? Don't let your earthly, material things become more valuable to you than Christ, who is your life. God knows what you have need of. This is not merely acting impatiently. It's not about mind over matter positive thinking. It's about knowing what makes for real life. Spend your mind, your will, emotions, and strength on seeking what makes for true and real life. Seek God's kingdom. That's what Matthew 6 is about, you see. He will add to you the material things you need. You spend your time on him, for he's spending his life on you. It's like everything he's been teaching me for 3.5 years was just taken out for a spin, so to speak, and I didn't do very well. He took me out of the classroom and into the world of assault and let me find out what I really knew. Now, it's back into the classroom to fix things and shore up areas of my soul. Don't hold so tightly to the material things God has provided to you. They must remain in his hands. They will run out, but you have the well. You have the very source. Act like it. If you don't, the seeds of hatred toward God will start to grow. We felt their sting, and it's very unsettling. God knows what we have need of, it says in Matthew. Last night, while I was trying to relax and overcome my little material threats, my daughter was fighting for her life in an ambulance. Thank God they stabilized her. You never know what God is really doing behind the scenes when you're worrying about something that has nothing to do with real life. Also, during this time, God gave her a new job. God knows what we have need of. You see, peace is not the absence of conflict. That's a myth. Peace is the presence and the power of the risen Christ. At 73, I just wanted to enjoy retirement and live my life out in peace. I've avoided jumping back into some of my old endeavors when asked, but God says, it's not meant to be. As I was reading the book of Revelation and thinking about the disciple John who wrote it, he wasn't called to retire in peace. He was suffering on a prison island for his faith. All of the disciples would face torture and martyrdom. It seemed that God was speaking to me and saying, don't be discouraged about your call to continue on in battle in your golden years. You still have a calling here as an overcomer. You're not here to stoop down and fight the little carnal battles the world fights about money and power and reputation and fear. Your life is more noble than that. As a Christian, you are made for battles. They don't mean there's something wrong with you. They mean there's something wrong with the world, and that's why you're here. Psalms 37:7 says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Rest here means to be silent, or also to be as one now dead. So I picture Jesus putting his hand over my mouth to silence my anxiety, fear, and confusing chatter. He then says, rest. Peace. Be still. But what about that person? What about this shortage? What about my finances? What about this pain in my body? What about the government? And with his hand still over my lips, he says, "Be still. Rest." What about your promises about revival? What about the hardness of men's hearts? What about my failures? What about those temptations that I just struggled to overcome? His pressure over my mouth increases a bit. Rest. Be silent. Don't react to darkness. You see, he doesn't check with my scrambling thoughts and stirred emotions, good or troubling, to see if he should be all he promises to be to me. At the end of the day, my peace is not a reflection of my track record. It comes from the Prince of Peace. Jesus is our peace. God doesn't check with how my day is going, where my thoughts are, or how the world is treating me so he can be all that he is to me right now. Right here. He'll never say, "I would have protected you, kept you, and blessed you, but you were having a bad day, so I couldn't be God today." This is never going to be heaven's headline. Newsflash in the Daily Heavenly Times: God steps down today because Terry Hartica is having a bad day. Nope. You'll never read that. The one who is going to lead the armies of heaven to conquer devils and nations is standing on your front porch. You and I need his victory supplied daily for the battles we face. This is another way of saying, just because you need to find peace all over again today doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. You eat every day. You also need to feed your soul with God's promises to care for you every day. Your faith's test will remove everything else that you're trusting in, you see. Money, men, possessions, medicine, lawyers, even friends will not be able to supply everything that you'll need. Please understand, your savings account is not being tested. Your health upon which you rely is not being tested. Your friends aren't being tested in this. None of this will help. Stop demanding any other source to come to your aid as if it has let you down. Your faith is being tested and refined. That's the only thing that God will look at and use to deliver you in his time. He doesn't want you thinking you're living by faith when in reality you've been trusting in your neighbor or your health or your job and money to get you through this life. You see, testing removes what you've improperly trusted in just as much as it establishes what you must trust in. Why is this believing in God so hard? It's because we've spent most of our lives believing in our material, seen world. When we have believed, it's been in small areas that have little present impact on our conscious awareness. You never really know how small your faith is until you're in a boat, in a storm, in the middle of the night, and your entire life is on the line. It's frightening when God makes living by faith a right now necessity. That's hard. Don't make matters worse by being hard on yourself, though. The revelation of God to us can be stunning when he calms the storm, but the revelation of us in the storm is pretty frightening. I thought I had more faith. Both of these revelations are necessary for a life of faith. And that's why it's so hard. Therefore, if you want a revelation of God, you better also get ready for a revelation of yourself.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartica as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
God will never say, "I would have protected you, but you were having a bad day, so I couldn't be God today. Don't be discouraged about your call to continue on in battle in your golden years. You were made for battles. They don't mean there's something wrong with you. It's why you're here.